flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in. WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a time. What a football Friday. I can't wait. Sunday, 3 o'clock, the NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field. Countdown to kickoff starts at 12 on WIP. 1 o'clock on WIP, Odyssey app, YouTube. You can watch it if you want. The pregame show. So the whole crew will be out there. Come on by if you're at the game. Say hi. We'll be doing the pregame show from 1 all the way up until kickoff. Eagles to Commanders. Eagles currently a 6.5-point favorite in the game over at FanDuel tomorrow. I'll have my championship weekend picks and props for you up on the feed. Let's dive in today, though, to the five keys. The five keys that are going to decide this game, the matchups that will decide this game on Sunday between the Eagles and the Washington Commanders. When it's all said and done, who wins these matchups will win the football game. Let's start with number one. It's the marquee one. It's Vic Fangio on one side. It's Cliff Kingsbury on the other. The architect, the mind behind and the soul behind this Eagles defense. He's changed everything here in Philadelphia against Cliff Kingsbury, a guy that many were down on after his stint with the Arizona Cardinals. But Cliff Kingsbury knows what he's doing on the offensive side of the football, and he really, really has helped Jaden Daniels become a big-time quarterback in his rookie year. So there's a lot here. We saw the matchup 2 times. It was won once by the Commanders down in D.C., it was won once by the Eagles here in Philadelphia in the game in November here. The Commanders were held to 18 points. But, of course, Jaden Daniels had a bad rib. You go down in the game in December, the Commanders had a 22-point fourth quarter. They had a comeback really about 3 times in the fourth quarter to win that football game. Jaden Daniels had a big day, but he did throw 2 picks, threw one pick in the first matchup. So there's been a lot of back and forth in the 2 games. Here's what I'm watching this matchup. The line between simple and then too complicated for the Eagles defense. Heard Chris Sims this week say the Eagles defense is very sound. They're very good at times, though. They're a little too simple. Does Vic Fangio have to add an extra wrinkle this week to combat Kingsbury seeing his defense and teaching Jaden Daniels the keys to Vic Fangio's defense for the third time? I think he does. I think we're going to need an extra wrinkle this week to beat them. The other thing is the no huddle versus base. The Commanders run no huddle up-tempo at a higher rate than any team in the NFL. So for Vic Fangio, can he keep his defense sound by keeping the same players on the field? Will Cliff Kingsbury try to isolate whatever linebackers on the field, whether it be Oren Burks or Jeremiah Trotter Jr.? Burks played a lot last week. We'll see if he plays as much this week. I think without snow this week and with better weather, you're going to see the Commanders do what I thought the Rams would do more of last week, and that is isolate Oren Burks in coverage. You know, Eckler is a guy that's a really, really good receiving back. He had 4 catches, 41 yards last week against the Lions. I think that's a matchup this week to watch out for. Can Vic Fangio protect Oren Burks and his linebackers in coverage against a guy like Austin Eckler? Can they confuse a rookie? Can the Eagles and Fangio confuse a rookie that really hasn't been confused? Only 9 picks all year, 0 turnovers in the 2 playoff games. He's been spot on against the blitz. In the first matchup, the Eagles didn't blitz him much. He didn't do much. In the second matchup, the Eagles blitzed him a lot, and he lit him up. How much of that was the rib versus the not rib? We'll find out. And can the Eagles create a turnover to flip this football game? The Commanders are here because they're not turning the football over. The Eagles are here because they're not turning the football over. That battle is going to be a huge one. The first turnover could flip this football game on Sunday. Fangio versus Kingsbury, the first matchup that's going to decide this game on Sunday against the Commanders. Matchup number two is fourth down decision making and execution. I said on the midday show the other day, and I believe it right now, that Nick Sirianni has to be a little bit more aggressive in this game to match Dan Quinn and what the Commanders do. They have taken the mantle now from the Detroit Lions. They're the fourth down team in the NFL. They converted 87% of their fourth downs during the regular season, and they are 6 of 9 so far in the postseason. They're not going to punt. They realize they're the underdogs. They realize their defense is more opportunistic than it is great. They recognize that they are at a disadvantage in a lot of areas. So they're going to try to muddy the game, and they're going to try to steal possessions by going for it. So there's two elements to this. One, can the Eagles stop them on some fourth downs and get the ball back? That's huge, and that's a Fangio thing. But also, can the Eagles' offense stay on the field? You know, I painted this picture a lot during the week. It's a 3-0 game, first quarter. Eagles are winning, and they have a 4th-and-3 on their own 40. You know, it's a very long field goal. It's a kind of a no-man's land. Let's say it's a 4th-and-4 from the 40. 4th-and-4 from the 44. You know, somewhere around over midfield, but not quite, you know, easy field goal territory, that in-between land. And it's not a tush-push. What do? If you punt, you're going to have a 24-yard net punt if it goes in the end zone. If you go for it and fail, you're going to give them a short field. If you go for it and succeed, well, you keep the football. And my contention is I would go for it. Because if you give the football back, with the way the Commanders go on fourth down, if they have one of their good drives of the day, and they've gotten over the 50 and gotten into opponent's territory on over 90% of their drives so far in the postseason, so they're probably going to get, you know, around midfield anyway. If you give them the football back and they have one of their go-for-it fourth down drives and they get a couple of them, you might not see the football for 7 minutes. That's how they win time of possession, because their fourth down success and their willingness to do it. And by the time you get the football back, the first quarter might be over at 7-3 Commanders, and all of a sudden you're like, ugh, you know, we barely had the ball. We could have went up 10-0. We could have went up 6-0, and we chose to give it back, and here we are. I think the Eagles need to get more aggressive, because I know the Commanders will. Don't let them dictate back. The Eagles' offense should be able to dominate the Commanders' defense. Put your foot on the gas. Don't give the ball back to Jaden Daniels. That's my contention. We'll see how Sirianni plays it, and we'll see how it plays out. But fourth down decision-making is the second X factor that will decide Commanders-Eagles. The third one is Eagles' interior offensive line versus Jonathan Allen, who came back a couple weeks ago and was a menace against Detroit. Bobby Wagner, the vet, Frankie Louvu, has become kind of the hitman in the NFL that takes out quarterbacks. Hurts in week 16, and of course, last week, Jared Goff before halftime with the Detroit Lions. So typically, this is a matchup you'd feel great about, you know, with the Eagles, because any part of their line is excellent. And this year, they got big-time play from Landon Dickerson at left guard and big-time play from Cam Jurgens at center. And they got, you know, really good play from Mekhi Becton at right guard. It was one of the best offensive lines we've ever seen. You know, I'm seeing some things out there now. Maybe it's the best offensive line of all time. I don't know how we parse that to the Hogs of the 80s and the Broncos of the 90s. It's an amazing offensive line. It really is. And it might be, when we look back at this era of football, what we actually talk about when it comes to the Eagles. Not so much the quarterbacks or the coaches. It might be Howie Roseman, and it might be the offensive line. But they are now a little bit compromised as I record this. So Cam Jurgens has not practiced for the last 2 days. We'll see if he practices on Friday. It's going to be a huge deal if he doesn't. And what his designation will be for the game. I'm going to guess he's going to be questionable. I mean, questionable is the best case scenario, or doubtful for this football game, just based on his practice on Friday. That's I think, the designation. If they list him out, they list him out, and we know. But I think we'll go into the weekend uncertain about Cam Jurgens and how he's going to feel for this game on Sunday, which opens up the door to, is that strength quite as strong? I imagine the Eagles will go with Landon Dickerson, who took the practice snaps on Thursday at center, and Tyler Steen at left guard. Now, Steen's not a bad backup, but there's a reason why he got beat out in camp and why he didn't become a starter, even though they drafted him a few years ago to do that. It's a downgrade. You know, going from Dickerson to Steen at left guard is a downgrade. Going from Jurgens to Dickerson at center is probably a slight downgrade, just because Dickerson hasn't done it. But it makes the offensive line weaker, and it gives the Commanders more of a chance to control that running game, which they did in the second half against Barkley down in D.C., 16 carries, 27 yards. And even last week, the success rate on the carries down to down wasn't great. They just broke home runs. So it might take away the chance at a home run if Jurgens is not in this football game on Sunday. the back. It's obviously a thing. Probably part of why he whiffed on that one, you know, sack in the end zone for the safety last week. It's a huge one. Can the Eagles' interior offensive line dominate? Can they hold their own? And can they even win against Allen, Payne, Wagner, Luvu? That's going to be a critical, critical moment in this football game and a critical matchup there. That's third in terms of what will decide this game. The fourth.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Matchup, an X factor that will decide the Eagles and the Commanders, is A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith against Marshawn Lattimore and Mike Sanstrell, the rookie out of Michigan. So for years, you know, go back to 22, go back to the beginning, go back to 23. Let's say over the last 3 years, it's A.J. Brown got here, 22, 23, and now we're in a 24. One of the easiest matchups to forecast each season within this division was domination by A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith over whatever the heck the Commanders put out there at corner. Whatever it was, the Eagles dominated. They made bad first-round picks. St. Juice can't play. Forbes was a disaster. The Eagles torched the Commanders at 22 and 23 because they couldn't cover. And you enter this season, and I, as you know, on this podcast and the Midday Show, I was very high on the Commanders. I thought they were going to be a threat. I thought they could compete in the division with the Eagles. I thought they were the team, not the Cowboys, this year. And all that came to fruition. One thing, though, that I thought could hold them back, it still might, but it's obviously changed, is their corner situation. Because you look at their defense, that's still the weak part compared to the offense. And could they stop big-time quarterbacks to throw in the football? So as the year has gone on, Mikey Sanstrell, their rookie out of Michigan, who was such a good player last year in Michigan's title team in 2023, has emerged, had a pick last week. He's become a really good contributor for them as a starting corner. The other element that's changed is their trade for Marshawn Lattimore. So they've upgraded immensely from where they were a year ago. Now you go back to week 16, A.J. Brown had a pretty good day against Lattimore. That was Lattimore's first start, though. He had just got kind of his feet wet after being hurt and out for a lot of the season. That's a big matchup. And right now, Lattimore's playing well. A.J. looks a little down right now with his knee. Now, is that just a bad passing game going on? Is it elements? Or is he hurt? I don't know. But A.J.'s got to win that battle. They got to create some plays down the field. A.J. gets Lattimore. Don't forget, in week 16, there were a lot of pass interferences, too. So A.J. really did cook Lattimore that day. If he cooks him again, Eagles are in great shape. And Devontae Smith, who's been a good postseason performer, but they need him here. And that's a fun matchup with Sanstrella when he's on him against Devontae Smith. Can the Eagles win the matchup? They always seem to win against the Commanders, or if the Commanders caught up there, that's a huge one. And the fifth one, and this is the one I think we need to keep watching throughout the rest of this game and then a Super Bowl, because I really do think it's going to be, and I did a whole episode on this, you know, a couple months ago. It's the silent killer of the Eagles offense is Jalen Hurts' sack rate. It's not so much his passer rating or his efficiency when he throws the football. We know he protects the football pretty well. Did have a fumble last week, got to clean that up. But Jalen Hurts is not a turnover prone quarterback. He's not a risk taker at the quarterback position. He will typically hold it until he sees it, and he'll throw mostly inaccurate football if he sets his feet. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. But one area that he struggled this year immensely is his sack rate. And I think the fifth and final key to this football game and the matchup that will decide it is Jalen Hurts versus pressure. Now, the Eagles could really keep pressure off him, and that would be wonderful. We don't have to deal with this, but at some point, there's going to be pressure on Jalen Hurts, whether it be the interior of the line or a blitz from Luvu or Fowler off the edge. They'll get some pressure. How does Hurts handle that? In the regular season, only two qualified quarterbacks had a higher sack rate than Hurts's 9.5%. It was Caleb Williams and Will Levis. One guy won't be a starter anymore. One guy they're bringing in, a new coach to try to rescue before he becomes a bust. Those are young quarterbacks who you can understand why they take a lot of sacks. Jalen Hurts behind this offensive line shouldn't. The Eagles' sack problem in the postseason hasn't just continued. It's basically doubled. Jalen Hurts has been sacked on 18% of his dropbacks in the postseason so far. I mean, that's basically one out of every five times he drops back, he's getting sacked. You can't sustain drives that way. You need home runs. It's like striking out two times in an inning and then hoping you hit a home run with two outs. That's become the Eagles' offense. Jalen Hurts needs to keep them on schedule. He needs to stay out of negative plays. Negative plays are not just turnovers. Negative plays are sacks. Jalen Hurts and his mobility obviously is a big part of this now. Will he be one to get the ball out of his hands quicker because he knows he can't maybe run like normal? Or will he think he can run like normal and he tries to get away from slight pressure and then runs into legitimate pressure? I saw that a lot last week against the Los Angeles Rams. It is a critical part of this game. The Eagles should move the football up and down the field on the Washington Commanders. It should be a no doubt about it, no problem kind of day when it comes to the Eagles offense moving the football. That's what it should be. Will it be? We'll find out on Sunday. So the five matchups that are going to decide and the X factors that will decide the Eagles and the Commanders on Sunday. Number one, Vic Fangio against Cliff Kingsbury. Number two, is fourth down decision-making and execution on both sides. Number three, the Eagles' interior offensive line now with question mark about Cam Jurgens back versus Jonathan Allen, Bobby Wagner, and Frankie Louvu in the middle for the Commanders. Number four, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith against improved and new Commanders corners from the last few years. And number five, Jalen Hurts against pressure. Number one, is he physically able to get away? And number two, is he going to be quick enough getting rid of the football so we don't have sack after sack? If the Eagles are sacked on 18% of the dropbacks or more on Sunday, they're in big trouble. If Jalen Hurts keeps that percentage at, let's say, 7% or below, then we're headed to New Orleans. It's very simple. Don't have negative plays. Negative plays kill. Turnovers, we know, but sacks, safeties, they're silent killers. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP, NFL picks in your feed on Saturday. Thanks so much for listening and subscribing.